The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Herod the Tetrarch heard of the reputation of Jesus and said to his servants, "This man is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty powers are at work in him." Now Herod had John arrested, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John had said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Although he wanted to kill him, he feared the people, for they regarded him as a prophet. But at a birthday celebration for Herod, the daughter of Herodias performed a dance before the guests and delighted Herod so much that he swore to her to give her whatever she might ask. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests who were present, he ordered that it be given, and he had John beheaded in prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. His disciples came and took away the corpse and buried him. And they went and told Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. So some of you might know that I'm from Grants Pass. That's my hometown. And anyhow, I would go home and visit my parents, and often we would get a chance to visit some of the priests who were there in Grants Pass when I did go home. And there was Father Casimir, who, if you'd ever met Father Casimir, he's just the happiest priest you'd ever meet. He originally was from Nigeria, but he came to the United States to study, and he was in Grants Pass for a couple years, and then after that he went back to study canon law. But while he was in Grants Pass, on his day off, there was an emergency call that came from the hospital. So he dropped everything and went out to the hospital. And when he got to the hospital, the patient looked up at him and said, "Oh, you're a black priest. I don't know why you're here. You people shouldn't come here. You should just stay in your own country." So anyway, Father Casimir didn't quite know what to do, but in the end, he just spent some patient time with him and ended up anointing him and talked with him. And in the end, he kind of helped the guy to come around. After that, he left. But then when he was telling me the story, he said, "And it was my day off." He goes, "It was my day off." But anyway, and I told him, it's like, "Well, you handled it much better than I would have. I just would have said, okay, well, wait till your priest shows up then," and then left. But anyway, he's the good priest, that's why. But anyway, you know, sometimes these things happen in life, and it's easy to kind of look at something and then get all angry and seek revenge and all this sort of thing. But what is the Christian thing to do in those situations where on your day off you do something that's charitable, you go beyond what is even what is required, and in the process you tend to get some sort of persecution from it? And this is, of course, what happened with Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a prophet. He was doing what God called him to do. He was being faithful. He loved his people, obviously, but he had to do what God called him to do, and the response that he got was persecution. So look at John the Baptist. So here, John the Baptist, the greatest prophet that ever lived. This is in the words of Jesus himself. And so he does what a good prophet does. He helps people to know what God wants them to know. And as he does that with Herod, I'm sure he was trying to convince Herod to change his ways and follow God's way in his own life. So he was being charitable. And what did he get in return? Well, he got angry, but people were angry at him and they sought revenge and eventually had him killed. Well, these things can happen. And I know we're not running around looking for martyrdom, but we should know in the back of our mind that it's not always going to be good and it's not always going to be easy. It's kind of the lie of the common culture that, you know, just be a nice guy. You know, that's kind of the idea, right? If you're just a nice guy, then everything will go fine for you. No. If you're an upright, if you're trying to do what God wants you to do, if you're being what God calls you to be, that there are going to be those times where maybe you don't get treated so well. But honestly, it doesn't really matter. What what we have to do is seek God's will above all, and know that, you know, be a little thick-skinned. Sometimes things are going to happen, and we just have to move forward. Sometimes I think we're so fragile in today's world that people are afraid that if someone says something mean that you know, life is over now. No, it's not over. We're not John the Baptist. We're just called to be faithful Christians. We know that very often, and most of the time statistically, people will appreciate it when we're doing godly things, but even if that doesn't happen, it's all right. We're not going to be beheaded like John the Baptist. We're not going to be thrown in a mud pit in the bottom of a well like Jeremiah. And maybe someone will say a few things here and there, but that's just all the more reason for us to be as charitable as we can be, to not seek revenge, but to really put God's ways in front of our ways and ultimately trust in Him to be with us and to help us.